Hi, welcome to Standup's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within Standup. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And I think this week we need to focus on the SA economic data that was released during the course of last week. A range of numbers, I guess, relating to producer inflation. We had some trade data and then obviously the South African government revenue and expenditure. So I think some of the numbers are worthwhile focusing on, particularly where we sit with government revenue and expenditure. At this stage, the numbers look decent, but it might be useful to unpack that. And then the other element is South Africa's growth in bank credit. There has been a slight improvement that is coming from the growth in corporate credit, but overall you would say the numbers remain fairly low and certainly lower than would be ideal if we want to lift South Africa's growth rate meaningfully. So I think it might be useful to chat around both South African government revenue expenditure as well as what's happening to South Africa's growth in credit, bank credit. In terms of the US data, not a lot last week, so I don't think it's worthwhile going through all of that. Obviously, we've got a couple of key numbers coming up, particularly the monthly labor market report at the end of this week. So we'll delve into that in the next podcast. But I think for this week, we'll give the US data a bit of a skip and we'll focus specifically on some of the SA numbers. So let's start with the South African government revenue and expenditure data for the month of July. National Treasury released the data last week, and so what that allows us to do is to assess where government finances are in the first 4 months of the fiscal year. If we break down the revenue side, you would say overall it's holding up well, it's slightly ahead of budget. And the categories that I think are contributing, personal income tax, certainly, slightly better than expected. And that would suggest that the labor market is reasonably stable. There haven't been substantial job losses, which obviously would undermine tax revenue collection. So I think that is encouraging. And together with that, there has been a decent collection in terms of VAT receipts. And so the combination of personal income tax and VAT receipts suggest again that the household sector is in decent shape. We know that retail sales have generally exceeded expectations so far this year. And there is a reasonable degree of buoyancy with regards to consumer spending. Not enough to really get excited about what it would mean for South Africa's growth overall, but it has been fairly resilient. If we then look at government collection of corporate income tax, that's slightly behind budget. Now, I'm stressing slightly behind budget because I think that it's not problematic at this stage. And given where the gold price is, platinum price, I do expect that we will see an improvement in corporate tax revenue in the remainder of the year. And therefore, I'm expecting that by the time we get to the next budget, that most of that corporate tax shortfall will have been caught up. And so if I look at the three main categories of tax collection, personal income tax, VAT, and corporate tax collection, to me, they all seem decent. They all seem on track to achieve their budgeted numbers. It doesn't look like there's a big gap within our tax revenue system at this stage. And so that has to be encouraging that the government will be able to present a decent set of revenue estimates. If I look at government expenditure over the same time period, so first 4 months of the fiscal year, you would say overall that expenditure is slightly behind budget. And I think that's a good thing. Now, that can be criticized because obviously, given how many shortfalls we have in terms of a whole range of services and infrastructure, you wouldn't really want government to be underspending. But unfortunately, our effectiveness or efficiency of spending government money is not good at this stage. And so I think we need to improve that. And while that's still going on, then it's probably fairly worthwhile that government expenditure is if anything, slightly behind budget. And so what it means is that we're not expecting that the deficit numbers will deteriorate. We're not expecting that government is going to have to increase their borrowing requirement or substantially increase their debt. And so I think overall, it's a decent set of fiscal numbers that the government is presenting. And as long as we stick to those types of parameters, I think when we get to the national budget update in November, the medium-term budget policy statement, I think that should give us some comfort that the fiscal parameters are being managed in a reasonably conservative way. And equally, when we get to the budget next year, I would at this stage anticipate a decent budget outcome. So to me, that's good news. And the fact that we're not having an overall deterioration in our fiscal parameters that require government to increase their debt substantially is a good thing. Clearly, there are some areas of concern. The 30% tariff that the US has imposed on South Africa, that's clearly going to hurt some of our export performance. It could put some of the economic sectors under pressure, particularly the motor industry. We're already seeing the motor industry locally under pressure as we increase imports of fully built up vehicles. So there are clearly some pressure points, but I'm not worried that those are going to somehow derail our overall fiscal parameters. And at this stage, I'm reasonably confident that we can stick to the main budget parameters, and the Minister of Finance should be able to give us an encouraging update when we get to November this year. An area of discussion on the South African economic data is the growth in private sector credit. The Reserve Bank released the numbers for July last week, and overall you would say there's been a further acceleration in credit growth. In July, total credit went up by 5.8% year on year, and that has, as I say, been picking up a little bit in recent months. Now, 5.8% is not especially robust. If you consider that we've got an inflation rate of 3.5%, it is slightly above that, but not at a point where it would be a standout feature. So you would say overall, our credit buoyancy is fairly muted. If we break down that credit, though, there is quite a big difference between the growth in corporate credit versus household credit. At this stage, corporate credit is growing at 8.6%, so quite a bit higher. And in contrast, household credit is only growing at 3%. So there's quite a big difference. The growth in corporate credit, I think, is partly being driven by simply demand for working capital. There may be some CapEx going on in terms of renewable energy projects, but overall, there's not a massive expansion from the corporate sector. So I think the 8.6% growth in corporate credit is fairly broad, and I think covers a broad range of economic sectors. And as I say, I think it relates mostly to simply an increase in working capital. The household credit number at 3%, it obviously comprises a number of subcategories, and most of them, I would argue, is fairly disappointing. Particularly when I look at the growth in residential mortgages, that number is growing at 3%, actually less than 3%. And so there isn't really the appetite to fund the housing market. And to me, that's a huge negative for South Africa. Most countries can do exceptionally well if they boost their property sector, their residential property sector. It provides so many benefits to an economic system, and we're just not in that position. And I think that partly reflects a lack of confidence within the banking sector and just generally a lack of growth in terms of formal sector employment. So it's an area we are desperate to see an improvement in. We're hoping to see an improvement broadly in house prices, in home building, but it's just not materializing at this stage. And so it remains a lackluster growth dynamic in South Africa. If we then look at some of the other areas of credit, we've seen a slowdown in the demand or the use of credit card debt. At one stage, it was growing at up at around 9%. That has moderated to around about 7%. That's still, I guess, decent growth, but there is a degree of conservatism amongst the big banks in terms of granting credit, and they have tightened up their credit assessment scoring, I guess, in recent months. If you then contrast that with, say, Capitec, they've continued to grow their credit card debt at a fairly substantial pace. So just a difference in approach and in the management of the different banking components. So I would say overall household credit at 3%, certainly not going to add a huge amount to the SA economic performance. Most of that growth that we are seeing is consumption related credit. It's not really investment credit, certainly not mortgage credit. And so the mix of this is a little bit dissatisfactory. Ideally, we would want to see higher credit demand overall, but in particular, we would want to see more credit going into either fixed investment or capital expenditure expansion, capacity building by the private sector. That doesn't appear to be happening. And we would also want to see a lot more going into the mortgage market, the residential mortgage market. That isn't happening. And so, unfortunately, it's really a consumption-based credit cycle at this stage. That's all from me for this week. Hope it makes some sense and we'll catch up again next week. Please remember that Standard Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider in terms of the FASE Act. Also, this podcast should not be construed as advice.